With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Before all that, though, you may have heard in the news headlines, Minister for Defence Helen McEntee will today outline a €1.7 billion defence spending plan that will run until 2030, aimed to speed up the modernisation of defence forces and to improve our defence capabilities. Part of this initiative will be delivery of a military radar programme. And Kira, this comes as a new report is launched today. We're going to be talking about this later in the programme from the Institute of International and European Affairs and Deloitte Ireland. I can say with no exaggeration, having read the details of this report, it is absolutely terrifying. Now, this comes against the backdrop of a report in the Irish Times of a dark vessel in Irish waters on the night of those drone attacks. But this new report says Ireland may be targeted by hostile actors next year during the EU presidency. It says we lack capacity to defend ourselves against such attack. It talks about the prospect of an armed attack on the EU no longer being a remote possibility. And it said it would have dire consequences for Irish society. It said he talks about the potential for an attack on Ireland's electricity infrastructure in such a scenario. It says Dublin Port is particularly vulnerable. And they said a material event at Dublin Port would mean food would start to disappear from shops' shelves, within 3 days. It talks about private companies being targeted with cyber attacks, disinformation, espionage. It talks of threats to future in the future to Irish organisations or their people who are trying to counter Russian cyber threats in Ukraine. I could go on with the list of warnings it has in it. And it talks as well, Kira, and this is the crucial bit. It quotes people who they interview for this report saying it is really challenging to discuss these threats without immediately being accused of looking to raise support for NATO. And they're saying quite bluntly, we need to decouple those two issues. They are separate issues that if you talk about making Ireland safe and increasing our defence capability, it does not mean that you support NATO.
Yep. Personally, I think there's nothing wrong with supporting NATO, but nonetheless, it doesn't mean that. But also, there's really interesting things. If you look at other neutral countries, because they are neutral, because they aren't aligning themselves with other military countries, their defence spending is big because they need to stand on their own 2 feet.
Switzerland being the classic example.
Switzerland has mandatory time served in the Swiss Army by all adults. Like, it still does that. Yeah. It's like Israel.
They are no soft touch.
And absolutely not. But we are. I genuinely believe we have our head in the sands about this. I think that we are choosing to stick our fingers in our ears and go, la, 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 who would invade little old us? But it's already happening. There's not boots on the street, obviously. But look at the HSE attack. Look at things that are actually Marks and Spencer's. Their online shopping. You might think that's no big deal. It was out for months after a cyber attack. These cyber attacks are believed mostly to come from Russia. That's what it is. So these are bad actors. These aren't accidents. These are gangs of people online deliberately trying to target us.
There's talk in this report of these countries placing spies in Irish companies, and particularly tech companies.
And then, of course, we have our undersea cables. We have our huge territorial waters. We are vulnerable and we are pretending we're not. And every time anyone talks about defence and defending our sovereign country, neutrality raises its head. The triple lock raises its head.
Sorry, you took the words out of my mouth here. What issue is going to convulse Irish politics over the coming months? The triple lock. It is absolutely
and
pathetic.
Bear in mind what that is. Should or should we not give Russia, who is the one engaged in this hybrid warfare. Should we give them a veto over what we do? I mean, it defies logic.
Here's the problem. The hard left have managed to set the narrative in relation to all these issues around defence. And I think political parties who are more closer to the centre need to start taking a long, hard look at themselves. Are they happy for Ireland to remain vulnerable? Are they happy for everything to boil down to, do you want your kids to go to war? Which is not what this is about at all.
No. Let us know what you think, though, this morning.
Yeah, 087 1400 106. If you get a chance, folks, I read the reports on this report. We will be talking to the authors a little bit later in the show. It is absolutely stark about the dangers ahead. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.